It is almost the season, so let's talk about some books for the winter. For years I watched videos on this subject, and as we are in the second half of November, I figured it's appropriate to put in some recommendations of my own. I put together a mix of titles, some graphic novels, some just novels, and a couple of short stories for you. Some are more obvious, others aren't exactly top of mind for many people, and I also try to mix up the genres, so there's fantasy, horror, sci-fi, and some stuff in between. Of course, there are things such as Harry Potter, Dracula, or Lord of the Rings that go without saying, but you really don't need an excuse to pick those up, especially in the winter. Let's start with the novels. This one is a proper read for the holidays. Even if you don't celebrate Christmas, Terry Pratchett's Hogfather is bound to put a smile on your face. He has a couple of winter-themed titles, and his work is generally cozy for me, but this one is truly perfect for the occasion. It features one of my favorite Discworld characters, Death. In this one, the Grim Reaper is tasked with taking the place of the eponymous Hogfather who goes missing. He's kind of a Santa Claus figure for the Discworld, and he brings presents for kids on Hogswatch Night, and he's also responsible for the sun rising. If that doesn't already make you want to read Pratchett, it's gonna be a hard sell, but I'll keep on trying. I won't go into his work now, but even if you haven't heard of Discworld, this can be a good start. Even though it's the 20th novel in the series, don't worry, most of them are standalone. To balance the lightness and fun that Pratchett brings, next up is Stephen King, who seems unavoidable in storyline sessions so far. He's also got a few books that are perfect winter reads if you're into horror and thrillers. Probably the most obvious pick would be The Shining, but I'd rather recommend the movie. You could also go with The Dreamcatcher if you're in the mood for something more unhinged, but my recommendation this time goes to Misery. Although the film adaptation is awesome, the novel makes this story so much more visceral and chilling in every sense. Winter, isolation, dread, it's got it all. If you're not familiar with it, it's about a romance novelist and his self-proclaimed number one fan. She finds him injured after a serious car accident and brings him to her home. However, the novelist soon realizes that he's a prisoner. This is one of King's most grounded stories, but also one of the more heavy-hitting ones, in my opinion. Moving on from King, there's another author who has an obvious winter pick, but I'm going with his book that's less talked about. It's Dan Simmons. In most circles, he's first thought of as a sci-fi author, but he also has some notable horror works. The Terror is one of the most often recommended winter horrors, and that's why I believe that many of you have already read it or put it on your TBR list. However, there's another standalone title of his that I really feel is perfect for cold winter nights. Drood is a fictionalized account of the last 5 years of Charles Dickens, told from the perspective of his friend and fellow author, Wilkie Collins. The title comes from an unfinished Dickens novel, The Mystery of Edwin Drood, and it's a mystery story of Victorian London told from the perspective of an unreliable narrator, taking us through an opium and fog-filled city and its grim underbelly. It is a slow burn, but the atmosphere alone makes it an easy recommendation for me. Let's switch it up and bring in something a bit lighter, The Northern Lights, or The Golden Compass. This is the first book in his Dark Materials trilogy by Philip Pullman, and it's a fairly well-known fantasy that leans into YA, but it also offers a great read for adults. It's an interesting mix of universe traveling, magic, armored polar bears, that at the same time tackles concepts and themes ranging from physics to philosophy and even theology. There's also a TV show based on the series, but I haven't seen it, so let me know if it's worth watching. Another fantasy series perfect for the snowy winter days is the Winter Night Trilogy by Catherine Arden. I actually got this one signed by the author when she was visiting Belgrade, and even just by looking at the covers, you can probably see the tone that this one offers. It's kind of a fairy tale that takes place in a fantasy version of medieval Russia, which is filled with gods, demons, fairies, and everything in between. If you're looking for a cozy, magical adventure, this one is a safe pick, and I'm sure it won't be long before someone picks it up for a big screen or streaming adaptation. Now back to some more dark stuff that's also Russia adjacent. The Metro trilogy by Dmitry Glukhovsky is now probably the most famous for its video game adaptations, but in any form, this is one of the best modern post-apocalyptic stories. As it's basically the norm for these kinds of stories, protagonists deal with the hostile environment, monsters, but also other people. The atmosphere is the selling point here, and I think you can easily see why this one is a great read for the cold, lazy days. Last novel before we move on to short stories is Let the Right One In. It's a modern gothic novel by Jon-Ivide Lindqvist that also has a good film adaptation. It follows a 12-year-old boy who meets a girl seemingly his age who is not what she seems. This is a really emotional story that also deals with some heavy themes, so be sure to read a bit on it before going in. It's maybe not much of a feel-good story for the holidays, but it does fit the season quite well. If your TBR is already packed, or you're just in the mood for a shorter read, I've also got some short stories and novella picks for you. Two sci-fi, two horror, all four a bit older, but well worth the read. The first one is A Pale of Air by Fritz Leiber. It's a great piece of 50s sci-fi that I actually came by when I was researching for a writing project of my own. It's from the perspective of a boy living on Earth after it has become a rogue planet, and the atmosphere has frozen into thick layers of snow. Considering the title of the story, you can probably piece together a part of what happens next, but I'll leave you the excitement of finding out the rest. A good one-two combo with A Pale of Air is another older sci-fi story, Nightfall by Isaac Asimov. In 1968, the Science Fiction Writers of America voted it the best science fiction short story written before the establishment of the Nebula Award in 1965. They also included it in the Science Fiction Hall of Fame Volume 1. That should be enough of a recommendation, but to cover the plot basics, it's about a planet that's usually illuminated by sunlight of six suns and the darkness that comes to it. This one actually got adapted into a novel by Robert Silverberg, but I haven't read it. Moving on from wintry sci-fi to chilling horror, we have The Wendigo by Algernon Blackwood. This novella is by far the oldest recommendation for today. He wrote it more than 100 years ago, but it feels much fresher than that. As the name suggests, it's about the creature or an evil spirit that's been quite popular in modern creepypastas and games, and I feel that it generally had many appearances across different media in the last few years. The story is set in the wilderness of Ontario, and the descriptions of the setting are perfect for a spooky read on a cold night while it's snowing outside. The other horror novella on my list shouldn't be a surprise. It's At the Mountains of Madness by H.P. Lovecraft. It follows a group of explorers in Antarctica and the things that they find there. I won't say anything more, but if you're familiar with his work in any way, you know what to expect. There is also an amazing illustrated edition of this story by François Béranger. I haven't got it yet, but if you watched or listened to my Belgrade Book Fair episode, you know I got The Dunwich Horror by the same artist. This is also a good segue to the comics or graphic novels portion of my recommendations. There are three of them, each quite different from the other, but two feature animals as main characters. Starting off, there is Granville, Volume 4. It's named Noel. It's the fourth one in this awesome 5-volume series by Brian Talbot, though you can basically read them in any order. I picked this one because it's set on Christmas. In Granville, we follow Detective Inspector Archie LeBrock, an anthropomorphic badger. The story is set in an alternate history world in which France won the Napoleonic Wars and invaded Britain. It's also steampunk, so if this sounds good and you haven't read it, do seek it out. I'm also proud that I have a copy of the first Granville signed by the author. Before the other animal-centric graphic novel, I wanted to discuss another bleak dystopian title. Yes, yes, I know, I can be a downer sometimes. Snowpiercer is a title that you might have heard in the context of the film or TV series adaptations over the years, but it started off as a graphic novel series in the 80s by writers Jacques Loeb and Benjamin Langrand, with art by Jean-Marc Rochette. The Snowpiercer is set in a future where a catastrophe causes an ice age and the rest of humanity lives in the eponymous train. It shares some themes and tones with the Metro series I talked about before, and if you like that vibe but also enjoy comics, this will be the perfect fit for you. Last but not least, this is another French graphic novel and another one on this list that features animals, but it's quite different from Granville. The Ice Age by Nicolas de Crécy, opposed to the bleak tone of the Snowpiercer, is a charming story produced in collaboration with the famous Louvre Museum, and it's one of the titles in the edition of comics inspired by it by different authors. It follows an expedition in the distant future during a, you guessed it, an ice age that stumbles upon the lost pieces of art and focuses on their interactions with it. It's an interesting take on our collective history, the place of culture and art in our society, and a compact story with an awesome art style that's perfect for the coming months. A little fun fact about the Ice Age. I've done a small review of it for a local website in Serbia almost 10 years ago. It's still up and it's one of my first writings online ever. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Storyline Sessions. I hope you got some new titles for this winter and that you'll enjoy them. Let me know what you think about the recommendations. What have you already read from my list? What sounds like your cup of tea? Also, feel free to send me your recommendations. I'd love to hear them. My name is Marko Bogdanović, and I'll see you next week. Keep creating winter stories.